Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many, many blessings you have given to us. And Lord, we are going through some tough times, and we thank you that you are there with us even now for such a time as this. We ask for your wisdom and your guidance in all things. And Lord, we just thank you that the nation is starting to get back to a normal. And we ask that your hedge of protection be around our president, that you will keep him safe, that you will keep him well. And Father, push back the enemy. Help us all to do that. Keep us safe from the evil one and those who would do his bidding. I ask that you will use today's show. I thank you for Daniel Turner, who's going to be with us today. Thank you for all that he's doing. And we know, Father, that this nation has taken a hit. Help us as the people to bring it back, to bring America back home, back to you, back to prosperity. Help us, Father, for such a time as this. We ask these things in thy name. Amen. Well, I didn't know for sure what we were going to chit-chat about today, and I got to thinking about all that's happening with these documents that are being revealed and the governors and the mayors that we're putting up with, and I got to thinking about the Pharisees for some reason. The Pharisees, they're just politicians, right? They were all about the outside appearances, but they weren't at all concerned about the inside of their hearts. Their hearts were dark. They were corrupt and they were greedy. Yep, I think they were politicians. They wear the suits and the ties and the dress. They dress nice, and then they will rob you blind. But it'll be for your own good. They're using your own money. They're going to make it good for you. This coronavirus has revealed a tyrannical behavior of many governors and mayors. The election of President Donald Trump has also revealed the wickedness of the politicians. Not all are Democrats either, lest you think those are the only ones who hate the elected man of the people. What happened in this country? We've had a sitting president acting against, as in a coup, being acted against, being using the highest law offices of the land. And I'm talking about President Barack Obama against this president. They plotted and they perpetrated a frame-up of the General Flynn and others just to unseat a president and to hide what they were doing. Flynn had to be taken out because he would know what they were doing as National Security Advisor. More and more is being revealed, and yet the political Pharisees continue their lying front. President Barack Obama made a statement, and wow, did you notice all the stuttering and stammering? Well, that's vocal clues of someone who's not telling the truth, but lying. It was treason. Those who did this and lied constantly said our president was guilty of treason. And now, with the revelation of documents, we know they were the ones lying all along. Treason? You're not hearing them say that now, but yes, it was, and it was treason against the people. But then, treason started long ago. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, and I hope you're all paying attention, close attention, to the behind the scenes and these documents that are coming out. Will the tables be turned? Will there be justice? Will the Pharisees, politicians, get their comeuppance? We've watched a lot of stuff in the last few weeks, and we've lost in the last few years. We've watched the lies, the treason, the fake news, the impeachment without a crime, and now a pandemic with liberals leading the way to collapse the economy, punish the people, forever change our normal to their socialist dictator lying ways. Every industry is taking a hit. Every single industry in this nation is taking, well, except maybe mail order. They're doing fine. From hair salons and restaurants to food and our energy. How much more can the American people take? Today's guest is Daniel Turner, our Power of the Future. Warning, he might be angry again. He's warned us of that a few times, but we see his anger as a love and a passion for our America. Welcome back, Daniel. How are you doing?
Beth Ann, I am great. It's always nice to be with you and your listeners, and thanks for such a wonderful intro, as always.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you what, I didn't know which road we were going to go down or how many different roads we were going to go down, so I kind of tried to make it a little bit of everything. I had all kinds of news on energy this morning, and you keep getting distracted by these other things, and then I had one here, and I don't know if you've seen it. One of my listeners sent it to me, where we're having to stop the investments from our federal funds, the federal retirement funds, because a lot of those investments are going to Chinese companies. So the president's trying to put a whoa on that. And it just goes on and on. It's just getting to be where it's ridiculous. What kind of a nation are we?
Yeah,
have
I think
we been?
You raised such a great point. And so many times on your show we've talked about lessons learned from coronavirus, and we will learn an awful lot, but I think one of them definitely will be exactly that, the perils of globalism. And what does it mean when we invest our pension funds in companies that are really Chinese-based companies? Are we making America more successful and profitable? Are we making China more successful and profitable? So there are lessons to be learned about the perils of globalism, and I'm not opposed to international trade. I wish every country were the United Kingdom and Australia and New Zealand, but unfortunately many of them aren't, and that's one of the things. You know who's been leading the charge great on this is your senator, who I've praised many times, Josh Hawley, as well as Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas. They've really led the charge on saying, who are these multinational Chinese firms that America is investing in, and why? Why are we investing in them?
You know, it's one thing to have foreign trade. It's another thing if you rely on a foreign enemy for the vital things that you need in your country, like medicines, like medical supplies. I mean, everything seemed to be coming out. You know, we've complained and griped about the clothes and these cheap plastic items and that and this. But when we get right down to it, it was nearly everything, Daniel.
Yes. That's the other lesson we'll learn from the perils of globalism is I doubt we would have had these problems again if our N95 masks were made in Scotland. I don't think Boris Johnson would have forbid them being sent to America. I think they have the same values, and they're the same people that we are. Mm-hmm. But that is the other peril of globalism, is when you entrust your supply chain and vital pieces of your economy to countries that don't share your values. And no one should be surprised China doesn't share our values. They are still a communist dictator nation. I mean, they embrace some of capitalism, but they are still a communist country, so they do not share our values.
They don't, and they're a greedy country
yes.
as well. They don't want just a little globalism. They want to be in control of it.
Exactly.
And they're not good to their people either. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Power of the Future's Daniel Turner. I think Daniel will be okay. We'll open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. When we come back, Daniel, I do have some energy questions I want to ask, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before we get back to our conversation, I want to say something about Liberty Tabletop real quick. They have on their website a 360 cookware. And 360 cookware is doing a commemoration to nurses and healthcare officials on the back of their really nice skillet there. So I think you might want to go give that a look-see. And if you do it, if you order, they don't even have a clue who I am. But Liberty Tabletop does. Now, also, their pattern of the month is Martha Washington. It's a very sleek, very elegant-looking pattern. It's 15% off. And right now, they're also offering the Hostess set, which is a three-piece set to go along with that. So you might want to give them a call. That's 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. If you know a nurse, I have a niece that is actually right now dealing with some of the very the COVID patients that are in pretty bad shape. And so, anyway, everybody knows a nurse. You might think about doing that. Daniel, getting back to the energy realm, it's taken a big hit, whether it's the coal or the oil. Things just, how are we going to get that to turn around? I mean, it's going to take a little time, isn't it?
It really is, and it's taken a hit for some foreign policy reasons, and we've talked about that on your show. But the real driver of why energy's taken a hit is because we're all locked in our homes. And surprisingly, the Greens may argue this point, but they're just making up lies. The average home is not a huge energy consumer.
No.
What consumes our energy is our economy. It's getting in the car and driving. It's airlines. It's oil
our
tankers.
Factories.
Factories.
Yeah.
Cruise ships. And when all of that is shut down, we stop using energy. And if you're producing a little something that no one's buying, you're going to go out of business. That's the problem with the energy industry is that unlike every other industry, and I think I've said this before on your show, any other business, if your customers are disappearing, will you stop making fewer sandwiches or you stop baking fewer cookies because no one's buying them? But energy doesn't work like that. Once you tap an oil well or a gas well, it's coming out of the ground, and you can't necessarily just stop it on a dime. And so that's the problem is we keep adding supply, and there isn't any consumption. But that's starting to change. States are opening back up. People are going to slowly start getting back to work, and things will stabilize. But a lot of damage will be done in the process, unfortunately.
It has been, and I think the left is going to take advantage of some of that, and we've got to really be careful about that. We do have a caller. We have Larry from Missouri with a question about energy. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I've actually got two questions.
Does
Daniel know what percentage of the tire companies are owned by China, or are there companies that are owned by China?
Did you ask what tire companies?
No.
What percentage of the power companies are China owned?
Power companies, yes. That's a hard one because most of the power companies in America are really state and local utilities that are a bit of a hybrid, right? I'm sure there's Chinese investment in it. But when you look at your utility bill, your electric bill, it's usually owned by some sort of quasi-government entity. So that would be on a state and local level. I would have to dig into that a little bit, but it's a very interesting question.
And there's a lot of rural America that are co-opted. So,
how do you know percentage of the power companies that invest in Chinese stocks?
Yeah, that's another great question. And that goes to what we were saying at the beginning of the show, right? A good number of union and state worker pension funds are invested in these stocks. A good number of our federal stocks or investments are in these Chinese companies as well. So that becomes a really, really tricky thing. There's some great reporting that was done in the state of California about a gentleman, I can't remember his name, who is a Chinese nationalist, who did become one of the major financial deciders of California's pension funds. And he invested billions and billions of dollars primarily in Chinese stocks. And so the question arises, were you doing this because it's good for the pension fund owners or because it's good for China? And that's a legit question.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Daniel.
All right, thank you, Larry. Thank you.
Great
question. We know that there's been a lot of absolutely. There's a lot of investments here that go to China, and we know China's bought up a lot of our debt, and it's just not a good thing, and we need to put a halt to it, and I think the president's going to try and do that. The American people could start punishing China right now by stopping. Don't buy anything made in China, and that's not going to be easy. You got to do a little research, and I know a lot of my listeners don't like to get on the internet, but you're going to have to do some research, and you're going to have to do a lot of looking on the back of the bottles and boxes and whatever you're buying, and if it's a product that you're used to buying, and it's made in China. Write that company and tell them, because I know that there's a lot of, I've been talking about makeup, Daniel. There's a lot of makeup companies that maybe one of their products is made in China and some others are made in the USA. So tell them, I'm not going to buy this one until you make it here.
And this is something the left, does very, very well. And they do it much better than the right does. And They do embrace a sense of outrage culture, and when they find a product that they don't like because of who owns it or the company or their company's policies, they boycott, they petition, they have online groups, and you can just find them pretty readily, and they Facebook, and they et cetera. I tweeted this a couple of weeks ago. I was in the grocery store, and there were two types of garlic. There's the little packet of three in a mesh bag, and they are bright white and in perfect shape, and on the back it says made in China. And then there's the big old cardboard box that's loose and a little bit uglier, and it's made in America or produced in America. The pretty bright white garlic.
My youngest son grows garlic.
Yeah, and the white garlic is better looking. It was cheaper. It was more attractive. I don't want to buy it. And I did tweet about it and say, don't buy Chinese garlic, right? Well, America is the second largest garlic producer to China. We make enough garlic for America in America. Why are we importing from China? But am I going to go
absolutely
to the ShopRite manager and demand he stop buying? Of course not. I just didn't. But and that's where the left is much better than we are. They will take that extra step.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out when that product stays there and the other one leaves. But I do think, you know, I know that Sean Hannity says he doesn't believe in boycotts, but that is a good way for the American people to voice their opinion, is just stop buying the made in China stuff. Just stop buying it and be more aware. Support your own nation. Support your own neighborhoods. Go ahead.
You do a great job with that with Liberty Tabletop. China does own the market on stainless steel, without a doubt. They've made it cheaper, less expensive. It's also cheaper. They don't make good stuff. But if you need flatware and you go to Bed Bath & Beyond or anything, odds are it's made in China. And the Liberty Tabletop is American-made. It's American jobs. It's better quality. It's also a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it. And I wish more people who listen to this show who make a Made in America product, I wish they'd reach out to you and say, can I become a sponsor of your show? Because I want people to buy my product, Made in America. We need to promote Made in America.
And that is tough. You know, it's tough to try and get them in here because, they're struggling. I'm just going to be quite honest. The American-made companies are struggling, and they're savvy. They're very conservative with their dollars, whether it's advertising or anything else. But right now, Dan, you know, something else that people have, you know, I've been told in years past, well, we're going to do our advertising through social media. But now we see social media attacking the conservatives and attacking the Christians. And, YouTube is putting down videos if they don't go along with what the WHO believes. And so we see that, and that's not happening here with CSC Talk Radio. We're not going to censor, but we are only going to carry Made in America products as best we can. That's what we're going to do. Those companies, those are the ones that deserve your support, not China. And, when you told us about coal coming over here from China, and I'm thinking, why? Why are we shutting our coal companies down and bringing in their coal? It's just all crazy. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This show is sponsored by Power the Future with Daniel Turner. And Daniel and Beth Ann are going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with our good friend Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. And he's got quite a job ahead of him here in the coronavirus fight because the energy industry, excuse me, has really taken a hit. You know, the one thing about the United States of America, Daniel, is that we have natural resources enough to be self-sustaining for a long, 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 long time. We don't need to be buying our natural resources or anything from another country. We do that to be global. But we don't want to be globalists where we depend on someone else for the things that we need in our country, such as energy. And it has taken a hit, and I just kind of want to turn this over to you. I didn't even know what was on your heart today, but I'm going to turn this over to you, and let's talk about what's going on.
Oh, you know exactly what's in my heart, and I'm struggling with the same facts that you are as we see what this coronavirus pandemic has done to our economy and what it's doing to families and jobs. But you raise a brilliant point as always. We are fine with global trade without being globalists. And when we get to the point that we depend on other countries that we cannot trust, we've really endangered our own national security and our own citizens. I'm old enough, and maybe I'm just old enough to remember as an adult when China entered the world stage, was given for most favored nation status by the Clinton administration. I think this was back in 1992, if I remember correctly. I remember discussing all of this in political science class. I was in college. And I think we have enough experience now under our belt these last almost 30 years to see free trade didn't change China. China has changed trade, right? Capitalism didn't make China capitalist. China made capitalism a little bit more corrupt. And that's the bad thing. China has been winning this war, this trade war, this economic war, for a long time. It was one of the main reasons why President Trump ran. One of the things he talked about, China, the trade imbalance. He talked about the deals that we made with them, and it does raise questions of the past three administrations, including President Bush. What were you thinking when you allowed all this to happen, right? And for senators, you know,
what?
People, journalists like Tucker Carlson do a great job. I wish someone could make a list of the senators who saw industries leave their state to go to China and say, where were you, Senator X, when this factory closed to relocate to China? And at no point did you say, am I okay with not just the 1,000 jobs that were left when the Tylenol factory moved to China, but am I okay with China making our Tylenol? What happens if we really need an awful lot of it? Why is it leaving this little town in Wisconsin or this little town in Missouri to go to a place like China? Where were they standing up for American sovereignty? If nothing else, they weren't even standing up for the jobs in their own states. They just watched them go for 30 years, and we're in a hole. It's going to take us a long time to dig out of it.
We found out that through this coronavirus pandemic that China makes over 90-some percent of the ibuprofen.
Horrifying.
So why do we want them making our medications? You know, I remember, and it's not been but maybe 2 years ago, where we had asbestos in baby powder. We've had poison in Infamil coming from China. Why would we trust them with things like that, that are life, you know, they have to do with our, I mean, how do you put asbestos in talcum powder or baby powder by accident? How did that happen? Did it fall out of the ceiling? I mean, how did that happen? It didn't happen by accident. And China manipulates. That's what President Trump was so upset with them about. They manipulate these tariffs. They manipulate the prices, the currency. And that's how they keep winning on the trade.
Exactly. You know, and I think our death toll, which is tragic, our death toll from the Chinese virus is up to around 80,000 people, which is it's tragic.
It's terrible.
We've had 70,000 Americans die roughly ever from opioid overdoses,
yes,
the vast majority of which come from China. China has been killing tens of thousands of Americans for a very, very long time. And again, for years, we knew this, and for years, nobody did anything about it. They make fentanyl. They purposely smuggle it into the country, and thousands of Americans get addicted to it and die. Where was anyone in the previous administrations to stand up and say, wait a second, how are we allowing this country to do this to us? How are we allowing them to take jobs? How are we allowing them to – you mentioned the last trade manipulation. In the previous trade negotiations, China agreed to double their soybean imports from America. They did for the first month. The last 2 months, they haven't imported any soybeans. President Trump has said enough. Why do you get to make up the rules as it goes along? And again, President Bush, President Clinton, President Obama all just said, that's just what China does.
That's the way it is, yeah. Well, and you know, we have senators, and I won't name them, but some of them were the ones we're talking about now that are going to fight China, that repealed COOL, the country of origin labeling, on our food. That was okay for some reason. Well, it's not okay. And they need to back that truck up and go back and face that one again and, you know, explain to the people why they did that and get it changed. Because we don't want the other beef and the other pork coming in here. A lot of pork comes in here from China. So is that what we really want? Of course it isn't.
Exactly.
We want to support our own farmers. So
it's not.
And if it is, then you should have a choice as a consumer to say, well, I want this. You know, it comes from China, but I'm going to take a chance on it because it's cheaper. They need to make that choice. They need to have that choice, not, you know, guess it where it came from.
Exactly. And you know, Japan has taken a very big step in ending any of their manufacturing in China, and there's a big movement to bring their manufacturing back to Japan. I love it. I love the boldness of it. They're going to have a huge problem because Japan has a dwindling and aging population. And so that's going to be one of the challenges to say, okay, well, we move big manufacturing back to Japan. Do we have the manpower for these jobs? And that's why people moved to China. They had a huge population. They did work basically slave wages. And Americans or American executives were comfortable saying, we'll just buy cheaper products and the Americans won't care, regardless of what it did to the heartland. America doesn't have that problem. We have plenty of people who need jobs, who want jobs. We can move our factories back from Chinese provinces and bring them to small towns all across America's heartland and give people their jobs back.
Absolutely.
They were there. They were ours to begin with. So we're really just bringing them back home, like your radio show, Beth Ann, time to come home.
Yeah, bring them home.
We're bringing them home.
It has several meanings when we do that, bring America home. And, you know, it's rural America, as you know, has taken a hit, and they have been for quite a while. And right now, I think if one thing in the pandemic, they're realizing, you know, rural America's pretty cool. Maybe we do need rural America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially when we see how tragically our big cities have been hit and how they are unable to return to normal. New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago,
really
Washington.
Tough.
Yes, really tough.
Really tough. And we're watching it, and it's just sad. And there are people. We don't want to lose anybody. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. He is a sponsor of the show with Power the Future, taking care of rural America, which is taking care of all America. As we do, as he said, we do whatever we can to bring America home. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Beth Ann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com, or call them 844-386-2338.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us. Today's the fastest hour of the day. We're already in the final segment. And it just rolls along, Daniel. Just rolls along. I've been watching all these things that have been revealed, and I know you have been too. I know you were angry about General Flynn, and now Barack Obama has come out making some kind of a crazy statement, and I thought the way he was stuttering and stammering, that's usually the signs of somebody that's not being quite truthful. And I had a report today where Vice President Biden, the day before inauguration for President Donald Trump, guess where he went? He went to the U.K. Nobody knows what it was about, who he was talking to, or anything. And so that's been revealed, and they say we'll probably never know. And, you know, it's just so much dirty stuff. And it's against the president, but it's really against the people that elected him. And the left that are all excited about things not going well in this country because of the pandemic, and they want to keep it not going well. Pelosi's going to put out another bill that's going to spend trillions of dollars, and it won't be for the people. It'll be for the ones that she wants to help. And these things are so concerning, and yet we just can't seem to get away from them.
No, we can't seem to get away from them. And maybe that's the next thing we'll learn, is a combination of coronavirus response from leadership and an investigation into what the previous administration did to Donald Trump, the president-elect, and his incoming team. Maybe the lesson we'll learn from that is the need to reduce the size of our government, because you can't trust them to run a pandemic, and you definitely can't trust them with power. Maybe we'll see
I think some of the mayors have shown that.
Exactly. But the good thing is that it's much easier to replace your mayor than it is to replace your president. And that's kind of the miracle of 2016. And that's part of the anger of the left. He was not supposed to win, and we were not supposed to learn many of the things we have learned. The FBI is too powerful. The CIA is too powerful. The NSA is too powerful. And if President Obama can use them to to destroy the incoming president because he doesn't like him, what will happen next time it happens, and who will be the victim of it? So we do see how a very big government is very dangerous to the individual and to individual rights.
It is, and the bureaucracy within it, you know, that think they have authority over you. You know, we've got one governor, and I can't remember even which state it was. It's one of the states with, maybe he was a mayor, not a governor, that isn't allowing but two people in a boat. So if you've got a family of four, only two of them can get in the boat. Now, they live together in a house, but only two of them can get in a boat.
Exactly.
And that's just craziness.
It has nothing
to do with science.
No. Governor Pritzker of the great state of Illinois has a similarly stupid rule, and it's about church. And he said no church is allowed to have more than 50 people in it until we find a vaccine. Well, some churches are like Joel Osteen's, which can fit 30,000 people. Some churches are a storefront. So is the rule 50 people depending upon the size of the church, which would be the logical thing, or is it just, no, 50 people in general, no more than 50 in a church? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
It goes even farther than that, Daniel. There's some of these mayors that are demanding that the pastors take roll call and turn the names in of the people who attend the church.
Craziness. Yeah.
So there are some lawsuits going on. I said if the pandemic doesn't kill us, the lawsuits will.
Yeah.
Some lawsuits
and this is where big business is not necessarily our friend. Look, everyone's fighting for their business, I understand. But the big box stores, the big retailers, how come they're all allowed to be open? Are you less likely to get coronavirus in Home Depot or Walmart than you are at Bobby Jean's drugstore? Bobby Jean's is closed as far as because that's not as risky for the coronavirus. But the big chains, well, no, they're open. How come?
And
right?
Selling
and
the same product.
They have power to lobby, and they have power to get their will done. And that's also a very bad thing. The power of big business collaborating with big government is big bad for the rest of us.
And it was pointed out that Walmart has a lot of, they have a lot of stuff made in China in it, too. So, you know, who's pushing some of this?
Exactly.
And the mom and pops are hurting, and the small salons are hurting. I think most salons are hurting, but these big mega companies and stores, they're not. They're open. And some of them even do, the Amazon thing. You can order stuff from Walmart and such on Amazon. The mom and pops can't do that.
No, and if our kids, maybe more of them being homeschooled now, they're getting a better education. But if our kids knew the history of this country, and how they really struggled early on, because the Virginians wanted nothing to do with the Massachusetts, who wanted nothing to do with the New Yorkers, because they were all distinct and different, and that's why they created a United States of America, but not the Republic of America. They did not want the one big nation with a powerful central government. We want it to be individual, unique states. And that's what we're seeing right now. We don't all have to do what California is doing. We don't all have to do what New York is doing. Thank God for that. But some reason, a lot of governors and mayors are like, well, New York is doing this, so we should probably do it too. And that is not the history of our country. It's not the history of our culture. And it's also not the history of our government.
Well, and they're being bullies. I mean, they make no sense in their orders. And those orders, they're not laws. And they're just being bullies. They bullied the gal there the judge who was bullying the gal in Texas there. And throwing her in jail and fining her. And, you know, like you said, they have no compassion for the individual.
No.
They don't care. We got to wrap it up. We're about down to 45 seconds here, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
It is the fastest hour, the fastest hour by far. But I guess for the next couple of weeks, I would say this: if you continue to advocate that we need to stay completely locked down and we cannot reopen our economy, you just have to disclose whether or not you have a full-time job and a steady paycheck. Because for those of us who don't, who need to get back on the road, we have a different perspective. And it's not selfish to fight for your family. It's not selfish to fight for your own prosperity and livelihood. It's an innate part of being a human being, and I hope people continue to fight for their rights and fight against the tyrannical government. And Beth Ann, you're the best advocate for that.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. You know, I read this morning they're gonna try to get permission to start baseball up in July, but no fans. That's gonna be tough because it's a spectator sport and it's the American way. We got to get back. We got to bring America home. Daniel, thank you so much for all that you do. Look forward to hearing from you again Friday and the next time you're on a Tuesday. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you, man.
You know, really, absolutely. Liberty is up. It's in the hands of the people. It always is. And we have to fight for it. It just doesn't come. You have to fight for it. We have to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free." Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.